You're listening to Innovating Smart, stories of sustainability for tomorrow's innovators. Explore all of our stories at innovatingsmart.org.
What is SMART? SMART is system savvy, managed intelligently, adaptive, regenerative, and trusted. These are our design principles for a sustainable world.
My name is Natalie Forsyth. I'm committed to sustainable change, and my background is in art and education. Today we'll be speaking with Eddie Long, Ruth Fisher, and Jim Caldwell, the founding team of Secured Environments. These innovators support the measurement, tracking, and valuation of the carbon emitted by the fleets that transport the people and products around the world.
My name is Eddie Leong. I'm the president of Secure Environment. My main role is environmental strategy.
Ruth Fisher, and my title is VP of Economics.
I am Jim Caldwell, and I'm VP of Environmental Science and International Standards.
The innovation is pollutant emission quantification linked to point source emissions.
Basically, identify where the pollution comes from, what is really causing it, and measuring that. And that empowers people then to be able to fix it. If your engine is not operating efficiently, then you're just burning more fuel than you need and polluting more. And so when a ship comes into port and it's got its engine, all of its engines running, it only needs to run two of them, it's polluting that much more. Right? And so they could be saving money if they actually were aware of it and conscious that, oh gosh, I could do the same thing with less.
We try to put it more on the economic focus. When companies understands that the inefficiency in terms of fuel consumption that can save that money, I think they will be very interested.
Companies need to understand that they can, that being green doesn't need to be more expensive, that they can be sustainable, and at the same time, if they do it right, they'll end up saving money.
If people start thinking about how wasting resources are costing them money, and polluting their environment, then they will have more incentive to.
The first question is, how big is the problem? And the second is, who's contributing what? Mm-hmm. And then once you figure out who's contributing the big parts, then you can try and figure out a way. That's the most cost-effective way to approach it, to go to the big problems. For each particular source, so for each ship, it's essentially any entity with an engine. We can look in real time and figure out how much it's emitting. In real time, you can try and communicate with the ship and have them mitigate their pollution. Mm-hmm. And you also know how much is that particular ship, not everyone in the port. Mm-hmm. So it's really the most effective way to figure out exactly who's contributing what and to assign responsibility to each source and to provide the incentives to each source to be as efficient as possible.
We can track of any transportation vessels, let's say an airplane or an ocean-going vessel, from its maiden voyage until it goes to the scrapyard, the entire energy consumption of the vessel. And not only that, we also know exactly where that vessel emits, the type of contaminant, any place on Earth. And for the system right now, we can track any mobile or stationary objects as long as they use fossil fuel anywhere, any place. But there's still not a price on carbon. There's no economic incentive for anyone to use our system.
And in order for people to actually do what they're supposed to do, there has to be some organizational dynamics and incentives and buy-in by people. Why should I do this?
We want them to actually get everyone to conserve for the whole world. I think this is our vision of this technology. It's not to go out and use it as an enforcement tool. We want to offer a tool that we all can contribute to the conservation of our limited resources. Mm-hmm.
We want to actually use technology, which has caused a lot of the problems, along with the benefits that technology brings, and then put it to work to also fixing the problems and making, cleaning up the environment and making life more sustainable. from the World Business Council study, 2050 is going to be 9 billion people on the planet. And in order to support those 9 billion people in a sustainable lifestyle, we have to pay attention to all the resources we're wasting and develop a regenerative economy which puts the resources back to work, as nature does naturally if we didn't interfere.
Pretty much now we're preparing everyone and saying, well, when it comes, you know, we'll be here, or this is a way to, so you'll be prepared. And we found out companies don't do things until they absolutely necessarily must do them. They're not going to spend the money to plan. They're spending the money to put out the fires that are already there today.
Knowing that there's always going to be another problem and realizing that that could be an opportunity. So anticipate it, be ready for it, and find a solution.
Thanks to Eddie Leong, Ruth Fisher, and James Caldwell for talking with us today. Visit Secured Environment at securedenviron.com. I am Natalie Forsyth. This story was produced by myself, Peter Fitch, Bonnie Barucki, and Alex Kawashima, and directed by Sue Liebeck, with support from Sustainovation, Business for the World We Share, Silicon Valley Innovation Associates, and StarNet, Harnessing the Power of Partnership. This has been Innovating Smart, bringing you stories of sustainability for tomorrow's innovators. Explore all of our stories at innovatingsmart.org.